And we are very pleased to have on the phone with us the authors of the 100 Things to Do in Charleston Before You Die. They are celebrating the release of the second edition of their best-selling book. We say hello to Lynn and Seal Selden. How are you doing, guys?
Great. How about you?
Doing wonderful, because I live in Charleston and have for... Yeah, I know. I have for over 30 years, and it's such a wonderful place. And I know you guys are going to be in town doing book signings at Virginia's on King Street downtown Wednesday afternoon, and then Sunday at the Barnes & Noble at Mount Pleasant Town Center, and then at Second Sunday on King on Sunday at Buxton Books downtown. But this is the second edition. I guess that means the first edition did so well, right?
Exactly. It's with a publisher called Reedy Press out of St. Louis, and it's been one of their best-selling books in the series, and that's thanks to Charleston.
Well, we love Charleston, and we know it's the number one city in the world, or so we've been told, but we believe that anyway. And I know this is also happening at the same time you're releasing your all-new 100 Things to Do in Savannah Before You Die. But you know what we say about Savannah here in Charleston, right? Savannah is just a poor man's Charleston.
It's still our second favorite, though.
Well said there, Seal. Your second favorite. I like that. We definitely here in Charleston have a very special place. And I know it's a place that you've explored and enjoyed. And in looking at the 100 Things to Do in Charleston Before You Die, I mean, are there one or two things when you tell people around the world while you're traveling and stuff about Charleston, are there one or two things that sort of jump out to you that are the first things you mention when talking about Charleston?
I guess for us, and we cut our teeth on Charleston with the dining scene, the restaurant scene. In fact, we're heading up to Charleston tomorrow for our 15th straight helping of the Charleston Wine and Food Festival.
In fact, I'm looking, as I look at the food and drink, yes, I see the Wine and Food Festival, Shrimp and Grits at Snob, a culinary tour, the bivalve culture, because we have such great oysters here, and she crab soup at 82 Queen, and PBR at the Recovery Room, the number one seller of PBR on the planet. Yes, we definitely like our restaurants and bars here in Charleston.
You gotta love it, absolutely. And ironically, our signing at Virginia's on King tomorrow between 4 to 6, we actually add Virginia's on King to the second edition because of their Tuesday night fried chicken. It's very popular, and a lot of locals don't even know about it, but it's becoming more and more known.
But it sounds like, you know, every time you go out to eat in Charleston, it's really prep, right? It's all material. It's prep.
Absolutely. It's our favorite part of the research.
You know, I noticed that one of the things that was on the list is the heading to have breakfast or brunch at the Hominy Grill. We were sorry to see the Hominy Grill close here in town. And, you know, I guess every time you come to Charleston, though, you kind of discover a little something new, don't you?
We do, absolutely. That's one of the things we love. Like, we're already plotting our meals for the next 5 days in Charleston and always trying to find something new while still returning to old favorites, like... We already know lunch tomorrow is at the Delaney Oyster House.
Ooh.
It is fantastic. He was just nominated. The chef there was just nominated for a James Beard Best Chef Award. And we can't wait to check it out.
Now, see, that's a place I have not had the great fortune to check out, even though yesterday, for the first time ever, I went to check out the Dewberry. When we had the media day for Volvo Car Open, man, the Dewberry was fantastic. And I've lived here, you know, I've lived here in town over 30 years. I've almost done all of them, but I can use this, as can tourists, visitors, and family and friends, as sort of a primer to get the highlights of Charleston when you come to town.
That's the beauty part of the book. Although there are a lot of tried and trues in there, we take pride in the fact that we've come up with some hidden gems that both locals and tourists may not know about. Dewberry is a great example. Hotel Bennett is another fabulous place that's new on the horizon that a lot of locals may have checked out. So, yeah, it's a great book for local visitors like.
Yeah, I have not checked out the Hotel Bennett yet, but I did get a chance to finally check out Rodney Scott's Whole Hog Barbecue. And, of course, while I was eating... Oh, it was so delicious. While I was eating there, I was saying, this is show prep. This is totally show prep. This is... I gotta research, you know.
Absolutely. That's our favorite kind of research.
But now, you know, besides the great food we have here in town, there's always lots to do. You mentioned the Wine and Food Festival. We just had the Southeastern Wildlife Expo. That is such a fantastic event. There's so many great things here in town. It's one of the great things that makes Charleston as unique a city as it is, as well as just strolling around downtown from White Point Gardens and walking up King Street or Meeting Street or Waterfront Park. I mean, there's a certain charm in this city that you really can't find anywhere else, right?
Exactly. The history, the culture, the events, all fantastic. And we have different parts in the book that cover all of those. For instance, one thing we recommend doing is seeing Charleston through the eyes of Conroy, and basically through the eyes and words of him as far as his books and how he wrote so lovingly about Charleston and South Abroad and even in the Lords of Discipline about the Citadel.
Absolutely. Pat Conroy, a legend here in the Lowcountry, the late great. And, you know, in the sections of your book from shopping and fashion, and we know King Street's one of the great shopping streets in all of America. And then, you know, you look at the culture and history. We always say this is where history comes alive. And our tourism business here in the state of South Carolina, but especially here in Charleston, is thriving because of these kinds of aspects that you highlight in your book.
No question. And there are just so many gems in Charleston, whether it is events or the historical places. One of my favorite places to go that's under the radar is a stroll through Magnolia Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Not at the top of everyone's list, but it is just a beautiful part of Charleston that combines history, architecture, landscape. I mean, it's kind of it's a trifecta of Charleston there.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question now. Do you have either a favorite in Charleston that you just is a go-to every time you come here, and is Charleston your favorite?
Yeah, that's unfair. it's like taking your favorite child. That's a really tough one. I would say Charleston is absolutely our favorite city to visit. We are always coming up with new places to see, beautiful landscapes, places to eat. As far as our very favorite thing to do there, wow, that is a tough one. It would have to be around food, and I think a meal at Rodney Scott or Shrimp and Grits at Wedley North Abroad would probably be two of my favorites.
Those are definitely go-tos, even for locals as well. And I love the fact that, you know, locals can check on this list to see how many they have done. And what are there changes in the second edition to the first one?
There are. There are 10 brand-new entries that were not in the first edition, places that we came across after the first book had been researched or suggestions that people had given us. As far as the other entries, we've updated many of them, places that have moved, places that expanded their horizons, that have new exhibits. But for the most part, the 10 new entries is the most exciting news in the new edition.
Now you mentioned the fact that this is, you're celebrating the second edition of this best-selling book with the simultaneous release of the all-new 100 Things to Do in Savannah Before You Die. And so just to have equal time, because it's a nice little drive down the Carolina coast through the Ace Basin, down to Savannah, charming city, biggest St. Patrick's Day party in the entire Southeast, a legendary one. Give us a couple of highlights from Savannah that sort of stand out to you for us Charlestonians who might make that road trip.
Well, as you can tell, we like our food. So the first one that comes to mind for me is eating at a restaurant called The Greg.
Ooh.
It's in an old Greyhound bus station and is basically one of the best restaurants in the Southeast. The chef there, Mashama Bailey, won James Beard Best Chef in the Southeast last year. And, you know, as you know, a lot of Charleston chefs have won that award over the years as well. So The Gray would probably be my top pick for a road trip coming from Charleston for a nice meal.
Well, you're making me hungry just talking about this. And, you know, really the restaurant scene in Charleston is so world class, and it really has taken Charleston to another level, because it's always been a great tourist spot to go to the beach and check out Fort Sumter and all the history that we have here. But from the hospitality to the festivals to the food, we love Charleston. And it's obvious that you guys love Charleston too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But there is still, you know, there's so much to do in Savannah. And when you get tired of Charleston, or if you're looking for different culture and history, it really is a great drive down there. And be sure to stop in on Beaufort on your way. What another charming town that just kind of pairs the two beautifully.
Yeah, you know, there's actually, if you think about it, I've always said that if you look at the oldest city in America, which is St. Augustine, Florida, and then you go from there and you start heading north from St. Augustine to Savannah to Beaufort to Charleston, then you head up to like Georgetown and Myrtle Beach, and then Wilmington, which is another a really charming city, a coastal city. There's a sort of a pattern to those cities that are old world, coming back from the colonial days in many ways here in America, but they all have that coastal charm to them all.
Absolutely. That's a great road trip that we hear a lot of people doing, and we quite often run into them when they're passing through Beaufort. They'll stop by, say, the Pat Conroy Literary Center in Beaufort. You know, either they're going to Charleston or they're driving from Charleston to Savannah. So you're exactly right. It's a great coastal road trip.
And when you put it that way, it sure does make me feel very lucky to have the opportunity to live here.
Absolutely. We treasure every day that we live on the Carolina coast. And other than those pesky hurricanes, which we don't talk about in non-hurricane season, we really like being here, and we really enjoy these books because it really is something that I know that when I've had family and friends visit, I'm like, just take a look at this book and see how many things you've done. If you haven't, pick a few things. Let's go out and have a great time. And you can really put together a package of a memorable experiences every single time you come to Charleston.
Exactly. Agreed. We've had a lot of people say the exact same thing when they have visitors. They just give them the book and say, go at it.
And you know, what's funny is the fact that people like myself who lived here for over 30 years or whatever, a lot of times we don't do these things. We almost take them for granted. And then somebody comes into town and visits and you go out with them and you're like, God, I haven't been here in years. And then you realize this is so special. I mean, I just took somebody on a walking tour that literally went from Waterfront Park and all the way down Rainbow Row and White Point Gardens and up King Street and stuff. And I was like, I haven't done this in years. And just it reminded me of how special a place this is and how lucky we are to live here.
Exactly.
It's funny. We thought the book would do better with tourists, but we have found in the end that locals are getting as much out of the book and buying the book as much as visitors are because of that very reason. We tend to be our own worst tourists.
Absolutely. We love being a tourist in our own town. Staycations are very popular here in Charleston, and we couldn't be happier to get the new edition of the 100 Things to Do in Charleston Before You Die. And I want to remind everybody again, you can meet Lynn and Seal Selden behind this book. They're going to be at Virginia's on King Street downtown from 4 until 6 Wednesday afternoon. And then Sunday at the Mount Pleasant Barnes & Noble in the Town Center from 10 till noon. And they'll be down at Second Sunday on King, which is another great thing. The Second Sundays on King, which has just emerged as a wonderful thing to do every month. You'll be at Buxton Books downtown. So I thank you so much for joining us. And I'm really jealous because you sound like you guys really enjoy what you do. And why not, right?
Absolutely. And let's get together for a PBR at the Recovery Room.
You're buying, and that's a deal. I'll take you up on that. Lynn and Seal Selden, thank you very much, and enjoy your time, as I know you will, here in Charleston. And we look forward to seeing the 100 Things to Do in Charleston Before You Die and the all-new 100 Things to Do in Savannah Before You Die. Thank you very much, and cheers to you both.
Thanks so much, Richard.